The Senate late this afternoon passed the most sweeping revision of the nation's immigration laws in two decades. The vote was 62 to 36. Most of those who voted in favor were Democratic senators, who were joined by a minority of the ruling Republicans. While the bill's passage was expected, far more uncertain is its fate in upcoming negotiations with the House, which has passed a far more restrictive bill. More from NPR's David Wellner.
As the Senate wound down debate and gathered for the final vote, Minority Leader Harry Reid warned that passage of the Senate's immigration bill is only a first act.
This is not the ultimate victory. This is not the final scene of this blockbuster that we have on the Senate floor. There's another act to go.
And that act is certain to be fraught. It's resolving in a conference committee the gaping differences between the Senate bill and the one passed by the House, which has neither a guest worker program nor a path to legalization for illegal immigrants. That path was the crucial element for holding together a coalition of pro-immigrant and pro-business Democrats and Republicans, and it remained essentially unchanged. It gives residency and a path to citizenship for all those here more than 5 years, guest worker status for those here 2 to 5 years, with the requirement they apply for that status at a border entry point, and it calls for deportation of all those who arrived after January 7, 2004. Arizona Republican John McCain today called it a humane plan.
Some Americans believe we must find all these millions, round them up, and send them back to the country they came from. I don't know how you do that, and I don't know why you would want to.
The bill was changed by more than a dozen amendments. Some were largely symbolic, such as one declaring English the national language. Others were more substantive. Border security advocates scored a victory, adding 370 miles of fencing and 500 miles of vehicle barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border. Employers were required to screen job applicants electronically and pay stiff fines for illegal hires. The number of new guest workers each year was reduced, and the number of green cards issued annually was capped at 650,000. Higher fees were added for those seeking to change their immigration status. Majority Leader Bill Frist, who'd earlier called the bill an amnesty, described it differently today.
We've taken a bill that the American people would have concluded was amnesty, and at least by my lights, we took the amnesty out while putting the security in.
Many of Frist's fellow Republicans sharply disagree. Here's Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum.
The problem with this bill is that it's an amnesty bill, or a legalization bill, that I think is just fundamentally unfair to millions of people waiting around the world trying to get into this country legally, as well as the millions who have come into this country and waited and paid dearly, I might add, to come into this country legally.
Santorum faces a stiff re-election bid this year, as does Arizona Republican John Kyle, who also strongly opposes the immigration bill. Kyle said his office has been deluged by phone calls from constituents who share his views.
But it shows you how on edge people are about this. And I think they will hold us to account. And I think it could have profound implications in this year's election.
But it's not clear there will be a bill enacted by November. House Majority Leader John Boehner today said he does not underestimate the difficulty the House and Senate will have reconciling their two bills.
And while we have differences of opinion, we've got to find a way to resolve them. And I believe that it is resolvable, and I'm hopeful that we'll be successful in putting an immigration bill, illegal immigration bill, on the president's desk.
Call it what you will, such a bill still has a long way to go before being enacted. How much of what the Senate passed today shows up in the final product, if there is one, will be battled over once the conference committee formally meets, most likely sometime next month. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.